What's your driving passion? I mean, what grabs you? What holds you? What is your interest? Is your interest you? Is it you achieving, you attaining, you being known? Or could your interest be, hey, God, and getting the message of God out, being a man of God, being a woman of God? God's looking for people who will prove their worth to the kingdom. Do you suppose he might find it in you? I am so excited, beloved, about today's program. And the reason that I'm so excited about it is because I have one of my favorite people in all the world sitting with me in this studio to talk to you and to share with you. His name is Vasily Filat. Am I saying your last name right? And Vasily is from Moldova. And I want you to get to know him, because this is a man whose interest is really others. This is a man whose passion is the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is a man that I immediately thought of when I read Philippians chapter 2. What I want us to do is I want us to pick up, before we talk to Vasily, I want us to go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 19. And Paul says, I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, so that I also may be encouraged when I learn of your condition. For I have, now listen carefully, no one else of kindred spirit who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare. In other words, he says, I have a man who is a total soulmate. Of all the people that I know, there's no man with me that would be more interested in your welfare than Timothy. Now, Timothy was his son in the gospel. Paul picked up Timothy when he was on his missionary journey. Let's go and let's look at it and just put ourselves into context. So next to, as you take your notes, and I hope that you have downloaded your study guide. If you haven't, you need to go to preceptsforlife.com, and there you can download your study guide, and you can learn how to study the Bible for yourself. You can learn how to observe the text, to discover what it says, how to interpret it properly, to know and understand what it means, and then how to apply it, how to take that truth and let it change your mind if you were thinking wrong, and let it change your behavior if you're not walking straight. So that's what the inductive method of Bible study is all about. It's removing the middleman and taking you straight to the Word of God yourself, and that's what we're going to introduce you to through the study guide, so that you know that you know truth. Well, in the observation worksheet section of that study guide, which is simply the text of Philippians, next to chapter Philippians, chapter 2, verse 19, where it says, I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, write Acts chapter 16. And let's go back for just a minute to Acts chapter 16. Now, Acts chapter 16 gives us the overview of what happened after Jesus Christ ascended to heaven and the Holy Spirit came and began to indwell men. It shows us how the power of God came upon them and how they became witnesses, and how God sent them throughout the world, or the portion of the world that he wanted them to go to. They were to take the gospel to Jerusalem, to Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. So on one of these journeys, on Paul's second missionary journey in Acts chapter 16, we read that when Paul came to Derbe and Lystra, there was a disciple there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. And he was well spoken of by the brethren who were in Lystra and Iconium. And Paul wanted this man to go with him. And he took him, and he circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those parts. For they all knew that his father was a Greek. And Paul knew that if he was going to take this young man and he was going to have him minister with him to the Jews, that they would think of him as unclean and not part of the covenant if he was not circumcised. So here was a young man. Now listen very carefully. Here was a young man that is in his early age, maybe teen, maybe in his 20s, who is willing to undergo this rite of circumcision because he wants to be used of the gospel. He doesn't say, hey, you've got to take me the way you get me or you can't have me at all. This is a young man whose heart is set on God. This is a young man who has known the scriptures from a child that have been able to make him wise unto salvation. And so Paul takes him through on the second missionary journey, and Paul sees his proven worth as he watches him among the people. Well, let's go back before we get to our Timothy here, which is Vasily. And let me just show you a couple of other things about Timothy. First of all, he says that I want to send Timothy to you so that I may be encouraged when I learn of your condition. He's sending Timothy because he's concerned about the church at Philippi. Notice Paul's heart. Paul's heart is not himself. He's in prison. And he's not concerned about whether they're concerned about him in prison. He's concerned about them and how they're doing. This is so typical of Philippians chapter 2. Now remember, the theme of Philippians chapter 2 is to have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so he urges them at the beginning of this chapter not to look out for their own personal interests. Let's look at that phrase because we're going to see it in description of Timothy. But go to verse 4. He says, do not merely look out for your own personal interests. He's not saying don't take care of yourself, but he says don't make yourself number one, but also for the interests of others. In other words, others are to be more important than you. Remember joy, Jesus first, others second, and then you in proper perspective. So then he tells them about having the mind of Christ. He shows them the mind of Christ. He shows them that it's possible for them to have the mind of Christ because Christ is in them and Christ is working in them, energizing them both to will and to do of his good pleasure, and how they're to do all things without murmuring or disputing, that they are to hold fast the word of life in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Then you see Paul's example. You see that Paul is living with the mind of Christ because Paul says to them in verse 17, but even if I'm being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and I share my love with you all. Now, in many sacrifices, what they would do is they would take up a cup and they would pour out that drink offering in as a symbol of a sacrifice. And Paul says, I'm like the one that's in the cup. And I'm being poured out on this altar as a sacrifice for your faith. Why? Because I have the mind of Christ. And because I'm not interested in me, I'm interested in you. Now, what kind of a man would you expect Paul to find as a man of proven worth? Well, it would be a man like Paul. A man who has the same attitude, a man who has the mind of Christ, a man who reflects who Paul is and imitates Paul, as 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, because Paul is an imitator of Jesus Christ. And so he says, I have no one else who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare. He says, I have no one else of kindred spirit. In other words, he's a soulmate. He's a soulmate. His heart and my heart are beating in unison, and this man will be genuinely interested and caring about you above every other man that I know. And he says, for they, these other men, are all seeking after their own interests and not those of Christ Jesus. In other words, it's all about them instead of all about Jesus. And if it's all about Jesus, then it's all about others. So he says, for you know of his proven worth, that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel like a child serving his father. Well, I want you to meet a man that is a man of proven worth, a man that has served under Castell and Mia Oglici, who are the directors of our Eurasian work, which are just the most awesome couple.
I'm so glad that I have these mothers, because in our time, it is not so easy to, but I think it was in all the times, like Paul says here, but especially in our times, it's not so easy to find the model which is according to what is written in the Bible in order to follow. It is much easier to follow what is written in the Bible, to apply when you see an model, a live model.
Yes. Yeah. You know, Paul writes about that, and I'm going to jump just a little bit, but Paul writes about that in chapter 3 in verse 17 when he says, brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern that you have in us. For many walk, of whom I have often told you, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. And if you're enemies of the cross of Christ, it means that it's that you want your life instead of Christ's life. And I too have traveled with these people, not 40 hours in a car, but I have traveled with them and I have watched them serve Christ and literally lay down their lives for the people. Well, we've looked at Paul's Timothy. Now I want us to look at Vasily. And I don't want to embarrass you, Vasily, but this is a young man that reminds me of Timothy, because Vasily has worked with this ministry for how long, Vasily?
13 years.
For 13 years. And his worth has been proven. He works in our Eurasian department under the leadership of Mia and Castell Oglici. And we're going to tell you his story, and you're going to be so blessed. But what I want you to understand is a little bit about what he does. Vasily is an Olympic champion. He's a Taekwondo teacher and master of Taekwondo, and he uses it for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, Vasily, you know, when I watch your life, what I see is you use everything for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, I just remember the story of the man that was going to commit suicide, and you saw him on the roof of the building, and how you came to witness to him and to lead him to Jesus Christ. This is a man that looks after the interests of others above his own. And this is what we want to see. We want to see a living epistle, known and read of all men, so that you know, hey, it's not just back in the days of Paul. It's not just back in the days of Timothy, but it's in my day. It's in my time. And I want to see an example. I want to see how this is lived out. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to come right back after this break, after this very important announcement, and you're going to hear Vasily's story, and you are going to be so blessed. This is something that you don't want to miss.
The Encounter Student Conference is more than an experience. It is a weekend designed to encourage and equip students in the Word of God and establish a process of discipleship that they can continue to walk out in their homes and churches. Over the course of the weekend, students and their leaders will encounter God while learning practical skills that will allow them to dig into the Word through the inductive study method. It is our hope that these skills would equip students and leaders to build a lifestyle that constantly seeks to be transformed by God's truth. This year at the conference, your groups will walk together through the 40-minute study, Ignite Your Passion for God, to discover how to cultivate a deep desire for the Lord. The Encounter Student Conference will help your group create a community that is built on a common foundation, the truth that you are discovering together. Come and ignite your passion for God with us December 2nd through the 4th. Go to transformstudent.org and register today for the Encounter Student Conference.
Welcome back, beloved. I don't want to waste any time in introducing Vasily to you. You know, we studied and we looked at how Paul hooked up with Timothy and how Timothy from a child knew the scriptures, which were able to make him wise unto salvation. He had a Jewish mother and he had a Greek father. Tell us how you came to know the Lord, Vasily. How old were you when you came to know Jesus Christ?
I was 20 years old when I came to know Christ, and I wished to know the scripture in my childhood, but I didn't. I remember when I was maybe 5 or 4 years old, for first time they gave me a cross, a little cross, which I was to wear. And when I asked, who is on this cross? None in the house was able to explain me except that it is Jesus Christ. I asked by why he is on the cross. What does this mean?
So you had an actual crucifix, not just a cross,
a crucifix,
but Jesus on that cross.
Jesus on that cross. And no one was able to explain me this. And after my mother died when I was 9 years old, my father was very abusive one. And the next day he put us out of house just in the street with my sister. The oldest sister was 17 years old and another sister who was 15. And I was 9. And I was very angry on him. And my biggest dream was to kill him one day. And I was thinking all the time about this. I was just obsessed by this thing, thought. And in the school, it was under the communism. They were teaching us atheism. Every day they were teaching atheism.
So atheism.
Atheism. Mm-hmm. And I became a convinced atheist. I was the secretary for the leader for the young communist party for all the school in my town. And so I was convinced at all. And only when I came to the university to study history, then one of the teachers, he asked us to read the Bible because he said this is the main document for the history of the ancient world.
Wow. And was he a believer?
No, he was a communist.
Uh-huh.
And then I started to read the Bible. So in the beginning, I was just thinking that these are only stories. But keeping reading the Bible, I started to realize that it is different. At the same time, I started to take my Taekwondo lessons with John, and he is the one who came first to know Christ. And it was during 4 years. He was reading the Bible. I was reading the Bible. We were keeping, just at that time, we were in a mafia group. But at the same time, we were reading the Bible, which
in
is interesting.
Mafia. Yeah. And corruption in one hand and the Bible in the other.
Sometimes we'll get all together. Together we'll come. After we'll do some bad things, we'll come all together, and we'll do something like Bible study. We'll read the Bible and I'll ask questions. And the Spirit of the Lord was working in our hearts, and John was the one who came to know Christ. And then he invited me to Moscow urgently to come there. I came, and he shared the gospel with me. And I read all the Bible already. I knew the Bible well, but I didn't.
From Genesis to Revelation?
Yes,
the
I
whole
read
Bible.
All the Bible, the whole Bible, but I didn't understand the concept of being born again, of a new birth. Uh-huh. Which was, I even tried to live righteously, but it didn't work in my life. And I was so upset of this because I said I'm not able to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. And I really was not able.
Yeah, because you couldn't do good works.
But when I realized this, that I need to be born again, because John was born again and he was changed at all. He was a new person, his appearance was changed when I saw him. So after 3 days, after he spoke to me, during 3 days, I was thinking about this. And then one night I asked Jesus to come to my life. And I was born again then. Oh. That night I was born again. The next day I was just a new person. I felt like everything is new in my life. I have new thoughts. I am totally a new one. And I had the big, big desire to study the Bible. I just took my Bible. I already had the Bible with me. I kept the Bible. I took the Bible, and for the next 2 weeks, I read all the Bible. From the first to the last page, I read all the Bible. And after that, there came a time of I was looking for, I knew in the Bible there is much wisdom for me, but I don't know how to go there, how to understand all this. I was trying to read books, but it didn't help. And I was looking for something. And one brother gave me a book, How to Study Your Bible, by K. Arthur. and translated by me and Costello Glitch. I just took this book and I said, I saw this book in his hands. Uh-huh. And I said, would you give me this book? I'm ready to pay you as much as you ask. Just give me this book. He said, I will give you this book as a gift, and also I will give you another one. And he gave me the book, Lord, I Want to Know You.
Oh, our so study on the names
that,
of God.
So I took that book, yeah. And you know that book is designed for 42 days to study.
Yes.
But it took 2 days and two nights for me to study that book. I just came home, opened the book, and studied. Then I went to him, and I said, do you have something more? He said, yes, I have. And he gave me a Gospel of John for advanced students.
Oh.
So I started to study Gospel of John. And he said, I would like you to introduce to some people. And he brought me to Romania, and there I met Mia and Costel Oglice. I came just for one conference, but they, as Paul did with Timothy, when they saw me, they said, would you like to come with us to the other cities in Romania just to be with us? And So this way they started to disciple me. Mm-hmm. And from that time, they were discipling me, they were teaching me. When I came from there, I started to teach in my Taekwondo group. At that time, I was teaching in the medical university. I had many students. Uh-huh. I was trying to...
You were teaching Taekwondo in the medical university.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was trying, after each training, I was trying to deliver a sermon to them. And I was preparing so diligently my sermons, but only two or three girls will stay, and those because of pity for my efforts, but not because they really were interested. But
yeah.
After this being trained... When mm-hmm. I took the book, Lord, I Want to Know You, and I brought this book, I gave to the same girls. And before they difficultly will stay for 15 minutes, for uh-huh. 10 to 15 minutes. But then when I brought the book, we started to work with the book to study the Bible, and we stayed for 2 hours. And then the girl said, what? No, you should come to the dormitory. We will ask all the other students, and please bring more books and come 2 hours earlier, and we'll start to study the Bible this way. So they were so interested that all my students, Taekwondo students, came, and also many, many other students who are not believers.
Uh-huh.
They came to study the Bible. There was not room in that, no room in that...
In that room.
In that room to to sit. They were staying even in the corridor. The corridor was full. They were sitting there and working in the Bible. So such a change it brought in my... I really saw that people before, they were afraid that I am teaching them my opinion.
Uh-huh.
But then they were very excited to see that they can read and understand the Bible and study uh-huh. the Bible. And after three lessons, the first five of them came to know Christ.
Oh.
Yeah, so
I was so excited
about this. Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah, and then Mia and Costel encouraged me to go to the public schools to teach.
Uh-huh.
So in the beginning of the school year, I went to the public schools, and I had 17 classes in 10 schools. I was just running from one school to another to teach. And I was teaching also in my village. And it had a great impact. So many of those students from that school, that children, they now are missionaries. They
Isn't
became
that
missionaries.
Awesome?
So I'm so glad to see after this
so
year
exciting.
What they are doing now.
Beloved, have you caught the excitement? Have you seen the passion? Do you understand that if you really have a passion to serve Christ, if your interests are not your own, but your interests are others and the kingdom of God, then God can use you mightily. You can have a proven worth. And we're going to continue right after this. Doesn't it just absolutely thrill you to see a person's conversion, to see what happens in that person's heart when they genuinely believe in Jesus Christ, the newness, the new creation, the love for the Word of God and the understanding of the Word of God. Vasily, how do you feel about me and Castell? Because really, they discipled you, didn't they?
Yes, they do still now.
Uh-huh.
I told you that when I was 9 years old, I lost my mother. Mm-hmm. And I never felt my father's love. I never had my father's love. So I am so glad that when I came to my 20s, I found in me and Costel my mother and my father. I have a wonderful relationship with them, which I... which is very precious for me. Mm-hmm. And I learned so many things. I learned so many things. And they love me. I love them very much.
Oh,
and
they...
it is very precious for
yes,
me.
Yes, they do love him. And you know what? I see them really turning over a lot of responsibility to Vasily and to his wife, Nastika, who is a very beautiful, beautiful woman, who is a pediatrician and who loves the Lord. And both of these people serve as our trainers. Their worth has been proven. Beloved, as we bring today's program to a close, I want to ask you a question. A very, very personal question, not to get into your face, but just to cause you to allow God to search your heart. How is your worth to God proven? Now, I'm talking about worth in the sense of value to the kingdom of God. In other words, if God had a special task for someone to do, could he call on you? Could he trust you to do it? Would you say, yes, I will not look out for my own personal interests, even if it cost you, even if possibly it was at the danger of your own life? That's what Vasily has been through. Vasily has faced imprisonment. Vasily has faced persecution. Vasily has faced death. And he's faced all of that simply because he's not looking out for his own interests, but he's looking out for the interests of others. Joy is Jesus first, loving him supremely, others second, and then we come in third place. But we come in third place when we live with Jesus first and others second, proving our worth to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I just challenge you that when this program is over, just take a minute, even if it's just 30 seconds, and talk to God about what you've heard. And ask God to show you anything in your life that is self-centered so that you might forsake that and so that you might be available to God to do the work of God for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's coming, and when he comes, his reward is with him, and you don't want to be ashamed, beloved.
Thank you for watching today's program. To study along with us, download your free copy of the Philippians Study Guide by logging on to our website at preceptsforlife.com. And to find out more about Precept Ministries International, or if you're looking for a Precept Bible study class in your area, click onto our website or call us today, 1-800-763-1990. Join us next time as we continue our look into the Word of God.